नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। नमो किंचन वित्ताय
नमो किंचन वित्ताय
निवृत्त गुणवृत्तये आत्मरामाय शांताय कैवल्यापतये नमः। नमो किंचन वित्ताय निवृत्त गुणवृत्तये आत्मरामय शांताय कैवल्यापतये नमः। नमः। ऑल ओबेसेंसेस अन्टू यू। अकिंचन वितय अन्टू द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द मटेरियली इम्पॉवरिश्ड निवृत्त कंप्लीटली ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू द एक्शंस ऑफ द मटेरियल मोड्स गुण मटेरियल क्वालिटीज मटेरियल मोड्स वृत्तये अफेक्शन आत्मरामाय वन हु इज सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड शांताय द मोस्ट जेंटल कैवल्यपतये अन टू द मास्टर ऑफ द मोनिस नमः बोइंग डाउन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय ओबेसेंसेस आर अन टू यू हू आर द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द मटेरियली इम्पॉवरिश्ड। You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the monis. So please repeat. My obeisances are unto you.
My obeisances are unto you.
Who are the property of the materially impoverished.
Who are the property of the materially impoverished.
You have nothing to do.
You have nothing to do
with the actions and reactions.
With the actions and reactions
of the material modes of nature.
Of the material modes of nature.
You are self-satisfied.
You are self-satisfied.
And therefore.
And therefore.
You are the most gentle.
You are the most gentle.
And are master of the monis.
And are master of the monis.
Purport. A living being is finished as soon as there is nothing to possess. Therefore, a living being cannot be in the real sense of the term a renouncer. A living being renounces something for gaining something more valuable. A student sacrifices his childish proclivities to gain better education. A servant gives up his job for a better job. Similarly, a devotee renounces the material world not for nothing but for something tangible in spiritual value. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and others gave up their worldly pomp and prosperity for the sake of the service of the Lord. They were big men in the worldly sense. The Goswamis were ministers in the government service of Bengal and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar of his time. but they left everything to gain something superior to what they previously possessed. The devotees are generally without material prosperity, but they have a very secret treasure house in the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a nice story about Srila Sanatana Goswami. He had a touchstone with him, and this stone was left in a pile of refuse. A needy man took it, but later on wondered why the valuable stone was kept in such a neglected place. He therefore asked him for the most valuable thing, and then he was given the holy name of the Lord. Akinchana means one who has nothing to do, nothing to give materially. A factual devotee or Mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of Godhead, because he is the only proprietor property of a factual devotee. The touchstone of Sanatana Goswami, which was thrown in the rubbish, was not the property of the Goswami, otherwise it would not have been kept in such a place. This specific example is given for the neophyte devotee just to convince them that material hankerings and spiritual advancement go ill together. Unless one is able to see everything as spiritual in relation with the Supreme Lord, one must always distinguish between spirit and matter. A spiritual master like Srila Sanatana Goswami, although personally able to see everything as spiritual, set this example for us only because we have no such spiritual vision. Advancement of material vision or material civilization is a great stumbling block for spiritual advancement. Such material advancement entangles one, the living being, in the bondage of a material body, followed by all sorts of material miseries. Such material advancement is called anartha, or things not wanted. Actually, this is so. In the present context of material advancement, one uses lipstick at a cost of 50 cents, and there are so many unwanted things which are all products of the material conception of life. By diverting attention to so many unwanted things, human energy is spoiled without achievement of spiritual realization, the prime necessity of human life. The attempt to reach the moon is another example of spoiling energy, because even if the moon is reached, the problems of life will not be solved. The devotees of the Lord are called akinchanas because they have practically no material assets. Such material assets are all products of the three modes of material nature. They foil spiritual energy, and thus the less we possess such products of material nature, the more we have a good chance for spiritual progress. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no direct connection with material activities. All His acts and deeds, which are exhibited even in this material world, are spiritual and without affection for the modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that all His acts, even His appearance and disappearance in and out of the material world, are transcendental. And one who knows this perfectly shall not take his birth again in this material world, but will go back to Godhead. The material disease is due to hankering after and lording it over material nature. This hankering is due to an interaction of the three modes of nature, and neither the Lord nor the devotees have attachment for such false enjoyment. Therefore, the Lord and the devotees are called Nivratta Guna Vritti. The perfect Nivratta Guna Vritti is the Supreme Lord Krishna, because He never becomes attracted by the modes of material nature, whereas the living beings have such a tendency. Some of them are entrapped by the illusory attraction of material nature. Because the Lord is the proprietary of the devotees, a property of the devotees, and the devotees are the property of the Lord reciprocally, the devotees are certainly transcendental to the modes of material nature. That is a natural conclusion. Such unalloyed devotees are distinct from the mixed devotees who approach the Lord for mitigation of miseries and poverty, or because of inquisitiveness and speculation. The unalloyed devotees and the Lord are transcendentally attached to one another. For others, the Lord has nothing to reciprocate, and therefore He is called Atmaram, self-satisfied. Self-satisfied as he is the master of all monists who seek to merge into existence of the Lord. Such monists merge within the personal effulgence of the Lord, called the Brahma Jyoti. But the devotees enter into transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which are never to be misunderstood as material. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivratta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kevalya Pataye Namaha. My obeisances are unto you who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the monies. Queen Kunti now is further glorifying the Lord. Here she is continuing from the yesterday's prayer, where she was talking about how the rich cannot be a devotee. I mean, it's difficult for them to be a devotee. And here we see that she knows. She is also a Mahabhagavata. She is not an ordinary lady. So she is saying, she is calling Krishna Akinchana Vittaya. Akinchana. Akinchana means who has nothing, no material possession. And Vittaya means property. So he says, you are the property of so poor man has nothing but Krishna. You know, like yesterday that devotee came. And he just said, I'll stay in the van. I have my beads and I have my Bhagavad Gita. What else I want? Devotee had come from Detroit, you know. So, and he has no home. He doesn't know where he's going to stay that night. But he's saying, just I have my beads and I have my Krishna and I have my Bhagavad Gita. What else I want? So, we can see that devotees are the property of material. Krishna is the property of material impoverished. He says, I sell myself to my devotee. My devotee can purchase me. Because they are nivritta, completely transcendental. To what? Gunavittaye, gunavrittaye. And then, of course, she is talking about Krishna. You know, she says Krishna is nivritta, nivritta from a guna, vrittaye, from the three modes of material nature. And Srila Prabhupada confirms that in his purports. And of course, this is my favorite word, Atma Aramaya. Atma Ramaya comes from two words, Atma Aramaya. Arama means, you know, we take rest. That is called Arama. That's why in India the restroom is where we take rest. You know, like, they'll be saying rest house, where you take a rest. But I don't know how it happened and why it happened in America. You know, the most abominable place is called restroom. I don't know. Maybe people are so distressed that they get some rest there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, he called the whole world as a restroom, you know, like, but he didn't use the word restroom, he says, it's like a latrine. The original word from English is latrine, you know. So he says, this world is like latrine. You just, what do? Just finish your job and get out. You know? We don't plan big things there. Of course, nowadays people have all the facilities there, you know. So, Krishna is Atma Aramaya. He really doesn't need anything from us. Still, we are striving, when we come into Krishna consciousness, and then we are striving whole life for satisfying Krishna. And he is already self-satisfied. So, what is this going on? What is going on is that everything that Krishna does is for us. Because he is, what is this? He is a very, very, yesterday's shloka in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, we are discussing Suhrida. Krishna is called Suhrida. That means his heart is so soft and nice that he is always concerned about others. And he is also called Shantaya. Shantaya, very, very gentle. But then we see that that gentleman, Shantaya, doesn't mean that you don't kill the demons, you know. It's not that demons are there, Krishna is saying, okay, no problem, if he's there, you know, you can do what you want. No, he just becomes like a thunderbolt. But still he is Shantaya, because he is gentleman. Gentleman means one who doesn't trouble others. Trouble others unnecessarily, you know. Otherwise, you know, all the judges, the Supreme Court judges or the High Court judges, are all gentlemen, right? You know, they are all very respected. And they look at their what they do, they are giving punishment to so many people. You know, life imprisonment or death by hanging, death by electric chair, whatever, you know, they appear so cruel. How can the judge give such a judgment? You know, people say that. But the judge, while giving the judgment, he is not bothered about the emotions, you know, he just very neutrally tells. So same way Krishna is also like that. Krishna appears very evil to some people. You know, they say, oh, your God is evil. Because how can the God be like that? So, this is the problem, and that's why Srimati Kunti Devi, she is just, you know, declaring that Krishna is a akinchana vrittaye. And here, Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, you know, long purport, Prabhupada says, the devotees are generally without material prosperity, but they have a very secret treasure house. Devotees have a secret treasure house, where? In the lotus feet of the Lord. So you imagine, I mean, generally the treasure house is with us, but here it is, the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of Sanatan Raghunath Goswami, Das Goswami, the story about the Chintamani stone, you know. He just kept it. Some thief comes to know that he has a stone. He goes in the house and keeps searching, you know, all the places where people keep their valuables. Doesn't find. And by the time Sanatan Raghunath Goswami also gets up and he asks, what's going on? What do you want? So the thief is a very bold thief, you know, like he says, oh, I come for that stone. So he says, maybe find out in some trash, it may be there, you know, I don't know. And he goes and finds out. And look at, you know, how greedy one can be. This thief, having got that, he should have just left. But when he got it, he starts thinking, this guy has kept this such a valuable thing in a rubbish. That means he has something more valuable than this. So he's cheating me. He's cheated me. He just goes back and says, hey, you cheated me. You gave me something, but it looks like you have something more valuable. And Raghunath Das Goswami says, yeah, of course, I got something more valuable. I want that. Then he gives him the holy name. He says, there's nothing more valuable than holy name. And then the thief gets it. And his life changes, you know, totally. So you can see, the devotees, although look very simple, they are actually very rich. That's why when somebody suggested that we should give prasadam only to the poor, Prabhupada did not agree. Prabhupada says, why only poor? The so-called rich are more poor than the poor, says he. Poor as Krishna, and this rich are nothing. Like, I remember I told that one small quote. Some people are so poor that they have only money. And that's true. You ask, and Prabhupada gives a warning here. He says, not so-called devotees. He says, when he's saying it is for really pure devotees only, not for everybody. And then he gives the example of moon and, you know, just wasting the time and doing so many things. Devotees enjoy the pastimes of the Lord, the Bhagavad Katha, the Bhagavad Gita, you know, that is their life. Not the other thing. That's okay, other things are also there, but I mean, they don't hanker for it so much. That doesn't mean that we just start walking naked on the road, you know, I don't want anything. Avadhuta, of course, you can do that, provided you reach that level of Nityananda Prabhu, or some other Sukadeva Goswami, you know, you are at that level, then you can walk naked. You know. Or then you have to become a Jain something, you know, then you can do that. So, I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment. That's why they don't come to Krishna, because they say, what is this going on? You know, this guy is going to take away everything. His name is Hari. Hari means who takes away.
And even of the idea too with like just feeding the poor, it's like, one says it's nice and it's good, but it's like, just like I think on a practical purpose, a lot of times as far as preaching, you don't really reach like important people in society and help preach Krishna consciousness. I've seen that experience like in the Berkeley Temple. I don't know if they do it now, but I know at one time they had like they would feed 3 times a day and they'd have people come.
Mm.
But you would, though, oftentimes you'd come to get all the homeless people.
Mm.
And then when all the homeless people come, the real like, you know, together people don't want to come because they see all these big things like a homeless shelter.
Yeah, I mean people are crazy, you know, I mean that's what I'm saying, you know, they're just, there's no idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
They're all misconceptions about everything.
Sometimes a lot of those people come, they don't necessarily even appreciate Krishna consciousness, they just come because they get something free.
Mm.
So.
That's true. But I mean, that's what I'm saying, that's all in ignorance. That's where the ignorance lies.
It was wonderful, like Prabhupada even said about book distribution, he said, you have to charge money for books. If you don't, people won't think there's no value to it. You know,
right.
When things are free, people won't think there's any value to it.
Yeah. So but anyway, he at the same time, he made prasadam free.
That's
he
true.
Says,
that's true.
Anybody who comes, give him prasadam. He never said you charge him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting though too, because even with that idea, people are very taken out of context, I think, in a lot of ways.
Mm.
Whereas, you have tons of devotees, everyone comes for like a big feast, and very few people want to help or give money to help support it and what have you, but everyone wants to eat. So, yeah, I think probably meant by that was ultimately so we'd spread Krishna consciousness, not to be a lazy person and not contribute any type of service to them or whatever.
Right.
Because oftentimes you see like devotees that don't do any type of service at all. They're in the temple, they'll come to the temple, and the prophet says that you give the free prasadam, even though I'm not doing anything. So, and it's taking a lot of context, but it's true.
Right.
And we should give free prasadam.
That's true. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.